This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 250,000 working-age people are estimated to be needlessly living in nursing homes because there's no other support or assistance for them. California has managed to keep healthcare competition and lower costs by limiting the number of insurers, guaranteeing a 2% profit, and locking insurers in for 3 years. A Harvard poll among 18 to 29-year-olds found that only 19% identified themselves as capitalist, and only 42% said they supported capitalism. Between 34 and 49 years old, 31% identified themselves as capitalist, and 50% were in favor. Detroit teachers called sick out after news that the school district might not be able to pay teachers after June. U.S. grain companies have rejected Monsanto's plan to sell genetically modified soybeans without a key regulatory approval from the European Union. Oregon State researchers have found that working longer and retiring after 65 may extend life. Over approximately 18 years of follow-up, 12.1% of healthy and 25.6% of unhealthy retirees died. Compared with retiring at age 65, workers who retired in good health at age 67 had a 21% lower risk of dying. By age 70, the risk was 44% lower, and age 72 was 56% lower. Trump won decisively in Indiana, likely paving his road to the nomination and eviscerating Senator Cruz totally. Cruz is ending his presidential campaign, according to his campaign manager, bowing to the reality that his crushing loss in Indiana all but assured the nomination for Trump. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders won decidedly over Hillary Clinton, the putative Democratic nominee in Indiana. The Federal Reserve says that Americans use cash 46% of the time for their transactions while using plastic, check, or mobile payments the rest of the time. Most of Sweden will have high-speed internet by 2020. Stockholm will be among the first cities with a 5G mobile network. Though Sweden was the first European nation to print paper money 350 years ago, it also could be the first to phase it out. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.